571. How is it that Gedolim that lives with Seichel have phobias that make no sense, like fear of dogs and elevators, airplanes, etc.? Heights. Daily Yisrael live taka is big baridas and the Seichel is machriya b'chol inyonim. So this is a fantastic shayla. He's going into an elevator and he has to go to the floor number 40 up there in Manhattan in order to meet this gvir that might give some donation for his yeshiva. And as he's going into the elevator, he's mamish nervous and sittering. And he, by the time the door opens on floor 43, he's in a cold sweat from the fear of the pulley zipper snapping in the middle. And he's picturing it. There are these type of phobias. There are many people that way. And the Chochma Shoel is asking a very stark shaila that it's not Alpi Seichel. Alpi Seichel is not called Shchicha Zeicha. It happens one in a million times. I mean, people go on these things all day and all night without an incident. So V'yidus, that he's not in control of his emotions if he's a God of Yisrael. I mean, this is a very strong question. I'm being married to the question, I'm trying to think of the right answer, because it's talking about him is a very shvel shaila. And what I believe is the right answer is like this. That first, let's talk about where these phobias come from. What's standard shot? Let's talk about a person not a big badass and he falls prey to all his phobias. What are the phobias coming? So, from what I understand, the Chachmei Umbasalim understand that, not they understand, they've proven that under hypnosis, the person revealed that he was at one point vulnerable to that, meaning a dog once bit him. Or if he's afraid of heights, he had once fallen off some sort of cliff. And under hypnosis, he revealed that, and sometimes, surprisingly, it was not even in this Gilgal, it was even in the Gilgal before. He starts talking a different language. He starts talking Spanish when he had no exposure to that language here in this Gilgal, and he starts just explaining in Spanish that he was his death, what he met his fate when he was thrown off a cliff. So that person is forever, the phobia of being afraid of heights or fire or anything like that usually has to do with some experience that he experienced. Those are the facts, you know, the way the Chachamim have clarified it through hypnosis. And they have their ways of dealing with this. I mean, they have their ways, which that's not so negayah now, like how to heal these phobias. But what's negayah here is that we know a Rashi in Parashat Shmos that says that this Tagnine Pari told them that Moshe Rabbeinu is loike b'mayim. That they see that there's going to be a machine, she is all, that's loike b'mayim. So that's where they came up with this idea of sending all the children to Yahoira, because he's loike b'mayim. And Rashi says that there was some level of truth to that point that the loike b'mayim, but it actually ended up meaning the main meriva, that Moshe Rabbeinu was nigzah not to go and tell Tzitzchol because the main meriva. So state as Safana Zazah that a person is born with a certain vulnerability to a certain force in the Bria. It can be Miskayim Kipshute B'mayim that he can drown, and it can be Miskayim of much Hechra if you can feed him at the Mensch. It can be Miskayim of Falaf and Eifen that the Kishlin that was Menayim from going to El Tisrael was Go B'mayim because of the Maisim Meimariva. But you see, there's such a thing that this particular person has a vulnerability. So these Gedali Yisrael, they afagav the inu loichazu, but mazlayu chazu, that they have a certain vulnerability and susceptibility, that he's loika yidei this caliph, or he's loika from a height, or something like that. And the mele, that's why the fear was 100% controlled by the das. They understood that they are loika in such a thing, and they have a susceptibility and a vulnerability to that particular kayach and that particular force, and all these is coming misidrei the yaitz and shmosay for whatever reason. Does that mean from that Rashi that Moshe Rabbeinu b'shas yitzira it's already noida that he's loike b'mayim? So everybody has some susceptibility and vulnerability biyachas to a certain motzi, and the Gedali Yisrael are more in touch with what mazlai or chazi yisrael. That'll be the fear. But the fear is justified and properly placed. It's not just being overcome with the emotion. That is what's near, like, is the answer to that question. Let's go on. If anyone has any problems with it, write them in.